This is TWiT.
Supreme Court is going to hear a case that began with the armed robbery of a Radio Shack store in Detroit. Just a couple weeks before Christmas 2010. In the next 3 months, 8 stores were in Michigan and Ohio were robbed at gunpoint. The robbers took bags filled with smartphones. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court will consider whether prosecutors violated the Fourth Amendment, that's the one against unreasonable search and seizure, by collecting data from cell phone companies showing the movements of the man they say organized the robberies. So aside from the guy, obviously, he's a crook. But this case, Carpenter versus United States, is being considered by many, including Jeffrey Rosen, the president of the National Constitution Center, the most important electronic privacy case of the 21st century.
Yep.
Effectively, it comes down to, should the police be able to access the GPS in your phone? And the way they do it, by the way, is not through your phone. They contact your cell phone company and say, and almost, I think all the cell phone companies have portals for law enforcement where they charge a small amount and law enforcement can say, well, where was Leo Laporte on November 28th? Apple, Facebook, and Google. I'm reading from the New York Times article by Adam Liptak. Apple, Google, and Facebook have filed amicus briefs urging the Supreme Court to bring Fourth Amendment law into the modern era. No constitutional doctrine should presume that consumers assume the risk of warrantless government surveillance just because they use these technologies. The court will decide by June. The issue, I guess, is the Fourth Amendment is an 18th century solution. This goes back to our conversation about encryption.
And tracking, too.
And tracking.
Mm-hmm. And tracking.
Yeah. Can I say, Leo, like, this is the most important story that we're talking about this week. I think everyone listening or watching a show would agree we want to get bad guys. Like, we want law enforcement people that go and get a warrant to be able to go before a judge and get that information with prescient to law enforcement, you know, putting bad guys in jail. No one would disagree with that. What this is about is the standards of proof that law enforcement has to bring before a judge to get basically huge reams of information about you. So, yeah, this is very similar to the Apple San Bernardino case. That it's a situation where, you know, everybody wants the person to, you know, face legal consequences. But if this decision goes through, the government will have the ability to go forward and present a very, very low burden of proof to a judge and be able to get all of your records.
Is this what's called a pen warrant?
I don't know.
You don't need to go to a judge. You don't need to get a warrant. You need merely to go to the phone company, say, you know, I'm investigating a crime. Mm-hmm. The cell phone companies turned over the defendant Carpenter's cell phone records over 127 days, placing him at 12,898 locations. Prosecutors could tell whether he had slept at home on a given night, whether he attended his usual church on Sunday morning, and in fact used that data to convict him and sentence him to 116 years in prison because that phone was nearby when several of the robberies happened.
And this is only going to get – this is actually a really important case because this is going to expand dramatically. Going back to my autonomous cars and connected cars thing, this is going to expand dramatically because when you get into autonomous and connected cars, you're not going to be buying those cars. You're going to be either subscribing to them or paying a la carte. They're going to be available through mobility as a service models.
Well, even if I buy it, Elon knows everything do in my car all times.
But, you know, in the next couple of years, you know, virtually 100% of new vehicles that are sold are going to be equipped with telematics systems. So you're going to have a cell modem in virtually every new car. And as you get into autonomous, you know, there's going to be monitors inside the vehicle that look at who's in there, who's riding around in there. So, I mean, there's going to be way more information than we have even now with just tracking a phone, because there's going to be cameras inside the vehicle that can see who's in there so they can know who to bill, who to authenticate. And it's going to, you know, if with the phone, you don't know who's actually carrying that phone unless you have eyes on that individual carrying that phone. But once you hop into an autonomous car to go for a ride across town, they're going to know exactly who's in that car and where you're going.
And we're not saying law enforcement shouldn't have access to this. We're saying they should have to go to a judge
right.
and get a warrant.
Exactly.
Yeah, which they don't need to right now. It's called a pen register. And it comes from, I didn't know this, but previous Supreme Court decisions like the 1979 Smith versus Maryland, Supreme Court ruled a robbery suspect had no reasonable expectation to privacy extended to the numbers he dialed from his landline phone. The reasoning is, well, you turned that information over to a third party, the phone company, when you dialed the phone. So we can ask the phone company, and you have no reasonable right to privacy there. You gate. This is the third party doctrine. And governments and the government and courts have used this to justify seeking data from a cell phone company showing users' movements. So yeah. I don't think it's unfair or unreasonable to say, this is really a lot of information. You should need a warrant for it.
Right.
We don't know what the Supreme Court will do, however.
Yeah.
No, we don't. And I think it's important, too, to point out, you know, because some people say, oh, well, don't you want to catch the bad guys? And why are you trying to you know, fury what law enforcement is supposed to do? And it's important to remember that like the Miranda, you know, case and many of our big, you know, Fourth Amendment cases, Miranda was not a good person. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be read your rights. Just because someone is a robber and does something terrible doesn't mean that if the government overstepped, that it's not important to put that in perspective, because the consequences of allowing that to go forward could be much, much worse.
So there is some encouraging, you know, precedent in this. There was a case a couple of years ago, Riley versus California. The court said police must generally have a warrant to search the cell phones of people they arrest. Chief Justice Roberts wrote, modern cell phones are not just another technological convenience. Even the word cell phone is a misnomer. They could just as easily be called cameras, video players, Rolodexes, calendars, tape recorders, libraries, diaries, albums, televisions, maps, or newspapers. So that's good news. There's some understanding there of this kind of higher level of information that a cell phone provides. There's another case, U.S. versus Jones from 2012. I remember talking about this on Security Now. The police attached a GPS tracking device to a suspect's car. They tracked him for 28 days, and the court ruled 9-0 that was problematic under the Fourth Amendment. The majority said the police were not entitled to place the device on private property. Five justices who did, you know, vote against it, but they, you know, voted in saying it was problematic, but they said their problem was the government's ability to vacuum up troves of private information.
Yeah.
So there is some good news that even both the conservative and the liberal wings of the Supreme Court have had some discomfort with this kind of overreaching collection of information. So cross your fingers. We'll find out in June.